Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Oh, we've got the lovely Emily Scotcher in. Good afternoon, Emily.
Hello, hello.
And what have you come to tell us about?
I've come to tell you about Adlib's Julius Caesar.
Right, yes. And what is it?
So, as you know, because you come every year to our open air Shakespeare, Adlib Theatre have been at Northwood House now since, when did we go? 2022 with the Shakespeare was when the Shakespeare started there.
Right.
And that was Hamlet.
Yeah.
And we've been there ever since. So this year, the production of choice is Julius Caesar for June. And
right.
We open in just over 2 weeks' time.
Right. So Julius Caesar, how would you describe it? A tragedy? A farce?
It's a really interesting one, actually, because obviously Julius Caesar is an actual historical figure.
Yep.
His assassination is very, very well documented.
Right.
And the play itself, the assassination occurs fairly early on, really, you know, just shy of halfway through.
Right.
So the rest of the play is about the fallout from that and the consequences of those actions.
Right.
So to my mind, it is very much a tragedy.
Right.
But it's got those historical elements in it.
Okay.
But just because it's a tragedy, as ever with Shakespeare, it still has those moments of levity, of humour, of wit running through it.
Yeah.
Mm. And just to my mind, Julius Caesar has some of the most beautiful language and lines in all of Shakespeare.
So. It does, yes. Mm. I mean,
phrases that we use.
Yeah,
still
phrases we use every day. Yes.
Yeah, give up the ghost is one.
Right.
Cry havoc, let's slip the dogs of war is another one. It was Greek to me, that's another one.
Right.
So, The Fault in Our Stars is another one. So.
Interesting.
And this is an outdoor performance.
It is, yes. Over on the picnic lawns at Northwood House.
Superb.
Yeah.
Weather
if
permitting.
It rains, it still goes ahead. And we have an indoor option because Northwood very kindly keep the ballroom free, the grand ballroom free for us. So if it rains, you can still bring your chairs, you can still bring your picnics, and they let us set it all up inside.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
But if the idea being you go there, bring your picnic, watch a bit of Shakespeare performed superbly in the open, and you will hear it. Mm. Believe me, you'll hear it.
Yeah, we're quite noisy.
What do I say? Don't get put off that it's Shakespeare.
Mm. No.
I mean, Maggie and I have never been well up on Shakespeare. I mean, you do a bit at school.
I know
you?
Nothing about Shakespeare before this.
But then you think, well, I might understand it, but you will. You will really understand it.
It doesn't take long to tune in.
No.
And this is the thing. Shakespeare was never, ever, ever written to be read and studied. You know, he was an actor himself. He wrote it to be performed. He wrote it for the masses. He wrote it for everyone to enjoy.
Yeah.
And the themes that run through his plays are timeless, and particularly in tragedies. You know, we still feel anger, sadness, love, hate, grief today.
Yeah.
And those themes are all so prevalent through those plays.
So who are your actors?
Oh, we've got quite the cast.
Is Emily in it?
No, I'm sitting this one out. No, I'm definitely not sitting this one out. Leading the pack, we have Andy Kay as Brutus.
Right.
One of the conspirators. A chap called Nick Granbois as Julius Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
Patch, who you know, of course, is Mark Antony. I'm playing Cassius. We've got Finn Rivere, who you will have seen in Charlie recently as well. But he's one of the seniors at Curtain Call Creative.
Right.
He's playing Octavius Caesar. So he's new as well this year. So Andy is new to Adlib this year. Finn is new to Adlib this year. So is Nick. So we've got three
new faces.
Coming in. We've got more than three new faces, but in that little group of five. Then we've got Maria Wilkinson as Calpurnia, who is Caesar's wife. We've got Izzy Rudd as Portia, who is Brutus's wife. We've got a whole host of people, so I'm not going to go through all your characters.
Yeah,
but we've
got
also
Maureen.
Maureen's
in everything.
Sire is directing, and he's also in it. Paul Stevens is in it. We've got Ellen Careless in it, another youngster who joined us last year, and she's
magic,
come back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a whole host of fabulous, fabulous actors, and a lot who have been with us now since Hamlet. Some that have joined along the way, and some that have joined us this year, but. Honestly, could not be happier with the cast. It is fantastic, and we have the best time at rehearsals as well. Considering we're doing a tragedy, we seem to spend a lot of time laughing, which is a good thing. So
when is it?
It is the 12th to 15th of June, on Thursday 12th, Friday 13th and Saturday 14th it's at 6:30 in the evening,
right?
And then on Sunday 15th it is at 2:30 in the afternoon,
right?
So there are options. The gates open an hour beforehand, so you can bring picnics and sit and have a have a little
wander. Tickets
are £10 for adults and £8 for students. We have not raised our prices. Deliberately so, because theatre, again, it's to be enjoyed by everybody. Shakespeare is to be enjoyed by everybody, and we want it to stay that way. And we're lucky enough that because we're open air, we don't have some of the enormous overheads that the groups that perform at some of the bigger places do. And we don't have any licensing to worry about because it's Shakespeare. So we're incredibly fortunate in that respect. So we are able to keep our prices right down. And we do a student rate because, again, students sit and study it, but how often do they get a chance to go and actually see it on their doorstep?
That's an issue. Studying Shakespeare isn't the same as seeing it performed. Study it all you like, but you don't get it unless you see it performed.
And
but when you see it performed, you see how passionate the actors are about it.
Yeah, it is. And it makes a big difference. And we've said this before, but it was designed to be shown to a rabble.
Yes, it was. Which is why there's so many fights in Shakespeare and so many action sequences.
So can we come and throw things at you then?
Oh, you can give it a go. I'll accept chocolate, prosecco, and flowers.
Oh, right, okay.
That's okay.
That's what happened in the old Globe Theatre. They used to throw things at the stage and all sorts of riots breaking out.
And on the note of fights, actually, we want to mention the fights in Julius Caesar. We have a whole new set of blades under weapons expert Ed Nash.
Oh, Ed, yes.
And then him, Patch, and myself have dealt with the fight choreography, and there are some big fight sequences using Roman gladius blades. So,
well, Ed knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yes. Yeah.
I urge you people to go and see it. I really do, because again, don't be put off. Shakespeare is for everybody. You will understand it. If you don't quite get all the language, it won't matter.
No.
You'll see what's
you'll
going
tune
on.
In. Yeah.
And you'll be there. Plus the fact, you could. Northern has got their bar and
They have a wonderful bar there as well.
The lawn bar.
The lawn bar, and it will be open. And actually, there is an option. I think it's £16. I think I'll have to check, but it's they have an option on the website where you can buy a ticket that comes with a welcome drink.
All right.
So you can get that as well. So you can bring your own picnic, you can bring your own refreshments, but Northwood House also has that.
So all the options are there. How do people get tickets?
So they can either phone Northwood House on 01983 293 642, or you can visit the Northwood House website, which is northwoodhouse.org/events, and you can find us there, or just find Ad Lib on Facebook, and there's a lot of links running through the post.
So support this. You're not only supporting your local actors, but you're supporting Northwood House, because they need the money to keep the place going.
And we obviously give them some of the proceeds. So it's important. It supports local, and especially with the diversion into cows currently, things are hard for cows businesses and for cows events. So I would just urge anyone to support things going on in cows if you can.
Definitely if you live in the West Wye, it's not a problem at all. You can come around the back straight away.
It's really easy. West Wye to here as well. I can vouch for that.
You can come around, not a problem at all. Do go to it if you can. Northwood House have all the details on their website.
We've got our tickets.
We're on the Sunday lunchtime.
Lovely.
Yeah, that's usually good. I think we saw one once before, and it just stopped raining in time, but you got very wet.
yes, we did. That was Hamlet, when the year that it
do some rolling on the ground in the wet grass.
Yes, Hamlet was the year that it was so soggy, and there were some people that unfortunately had to be dead bodies for a good 15 minutes led in the rain. It was horrendous, but it went down in sort of theatrical legend, so
it was it was worth seeing.
It certainly adds atmosphere.
Go if you can, and say you think Shakespeare, it's a bit highbrow. It isn't.
No, and I would say don't fall into the trap either with Julius Caesar. A lot of people kind of make the assumption wrongly that it is, it's a political play. There are politics in it, of course there are, but we've kind of stripped back the politics. The politics are there as part of the plot. Of course they are. Caesar is Caesar. There's the Senate, there's the Republic. But we're focusing very much on the human aspect of it, and on the best and worst of people, and on the relationships within that, and the consequences of the decisions you make.
It'll be good. I'm looking forward to it immensely.
We are.
Northwoodhouse.org, I believe you said them.
It is, yes.
And you'll find your tickets there. Thank you very much, Emily.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for having me.
How do you think that sounds, Leisha?
That sounds amazing.
Doesn't it?
I think worth going.
Yeah.
Certainly is. You'll enjoy it. Right, thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you.
And we'll see you in a few weeks' time.
See you in Rome.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.